Well, hello. So, this is just going to be a start because we're starting, and I'm just going to jump in because if I try to do formalities and stuff like that, it's going to look and sound super dumb. So, this is Distractions with Devin. I spelled it out like Distractions because that's an alias I used to go by. Is that what that's called? An alias? How the fuck do you pronounce that? Wow, look at that. We're going to learn together.
Alias.
Yeah, I said it right. Okay. But, yeah, I used to have people online call me D instead of Devin because I wasn't sure I wanted them to even, you know my name. But, ooh, that was a door slam. You're going to hear a lot of that because, my fucking dorm is a piece of trash. But, yeah, this is the beginning. We're going to start this. So, a quick little get together, quick little housekeeping things, you know, because I can't speak, is that this podcast is just gonna be me talking and rambling about whatever's happening, whatever I'm interested in right now, you know, just like my passions. That sounds so dumb, but you know what, get into this gig, girl. So that's all this is gonna be about. The first episode is literally just gonna be me ranting, but you know, it'll happen. So, let's get into it. It's my hot debut. Oh yeah, so basically, as I just said, this is the beginning. So if you don't know who I am Devin. That should be obvious based on the title of this podcast, or the title of the podcast in general. You know what? It's fine. If you don't know what you don't know, it's cool. It's whatever. My name's Devin. You're probably listening to this because you follow me on Twitter, so you know about that, and you know that I am entirely obsessed with K-pop, which is essentially what my life is revolved around right now, other than school. So that's what this whole first thing is really going to be. It's going to be me just talking about myself. That sounded so conceited. That's fine. We're here. You're learning. I'm learning. It's me finding my footing and screaming into the void. So, yeah. It is the weekend. It is Saturday, March 24th. There is nothing for me to do because I don't have that much homework. And if I do, I'm just going to do it tomorrow. So, yeah. Welcome to Procrastinations with Devin instead of Distractions. Gonna change the title and do all the graphics over. Just kidding. But, yeah, if you don't know as well, I also have a YouTube channel called DXVXND. It is just Devin, but replace all the vowels with X's and put a D at the end. There you go. I would probably post these on there eventually, but I'm not entirely sure I want to do that just yet. So that's what I'm doing. I'm waiting to see how I like this and how this is gonna go. And, yeah. I'm a bit hesitant to post podcasts because I don't know if I could really... It's not that I don't know if I couldn't do it. It's more so like, am I going to have a topic all the time? Or am I going to be interested in the topic that I want to do? Like, I don't know. It feels like a lot of hesitancy and a lot of me being unsure, which is just like my life in general, to be honest. But yeah, that's why I'm not really... focused on making this anything in particular. That's why it's called Distractions, because honestly, it's just going to be helping me and also helping you distract from all the dumb stuff that's happening. So you can just come here and listen to stuff. But yeah, I am Devin. I am 20 years old. I consider myself to be genderqueer, gender non-conforming. You don't have to really care about that because I use he, him pronouns and sometimes they, them. You know, follow your heart, do what you want. I study social work at a school that I will not disclose what it's called. And, yeah, that's the general beginning bits that I'm gonna tell you right now. So, yeah. I am not really sure what I want to talk about right now. Let me look at my computer. Let me just scroll through Twitter for a hot second. All I can really think of is I'm super excited for KCON. I'm going to be going to KCON LA. I just need to save up money for it. I also need KCON to tell me who's going so I know if I'm going to drop more money than I want to. Ooh. Also, I went and saw the movie Love, Simon. Cried like crazy. I might talk about that later. You know what? It's fine. I want to talk about K-pop stuff right now, though, because I'm bored, and that's what I want to talk about. The 12th Luna Girl is coming. Her name is Olivia Hay, and she's gonna kill it. I'm so excited for Luna just, like, to come together as 12, finally. It's been so long, and I just can't wait for them to become rookies of the year, of the century, of the decade. It's like, I don't know, it just feels like we've been waiting forever, and it is about damn time that we got the 12th Girl teaser in the first place. So yeah, I'm still waiting for them to release when she's going to be released, because I need to know if I need to set aside time to react to it, because that's what I do on my YouTube channel, is I react to music videos. Normally it's just Luna music videos, but sometimes I do other ones. I mean, sometimes, most of the time I do other ones. I just haven't had a lot of time lately. I went home for spring break, which was not this past week because it's Saturday, but the week of, like, where's the calendar? The week of March 12th through the 16th, I was home, and the Wi-Fi there is not too great, so I don't like to record there, because then it takes up so much time and so much, like, of, like, the Wi-Fi that, like, everything else doesn't really work at the house. So it's just like, it's weird. But yeah, I'm super excited for Luna. I really, really want this 12th Girl to have Heejin on a song, maybe even Gowon. Well, I feel like Gowon will be featured on something, but I want Heejin to tie her back to the beginning. It's just, I'm super excited. I need it right now. And I also need them to come to KCON. I know that they might not officially debut by KCON. I hope they will. But I at least need a unit. I don't care what unit it is. I would prefer Odd Eye Circle. Actually, I don't care. I would like 1/3 too. I just want to see them all there. I really, really, really want to see them all there. But yeah, I really need Luna, like, right now. Like, I need them, like, in my life. Like, right now. Like, I don't know what else to say. That's what I want. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know. You know what? I don't know. Oh, duh. I know what to talk about. We can talk about Drag Race. So yeah, the season 10 of Drag Race premiered 2 nights ago, Thursday. Well, whenever this is up. It premiered Thursday, the fucking 22nd, 23rd, I think. And it was great. I already love so much of the girls, so much. Like, I love all of the girls. You know, it's fine. Sometimes I just can't use English properly, as if I haven't been speaking it for the past, like, 20 years. But, I love all the girls so much. They seem so close. I'm already over the Aquaria Miss Cracker drama. It doesn't feel genuine. Like, it'd be different if it seemed like they genuinely, like, did not like each other. But it kind of just seems, like, fabricated for the show. Like, it feels like they might have had, like, an altercation once, and then they were like, ooh, wait, we want drama for this season. Who had drama? And then Aquaria was like, I mean, that one time. And basically, like, I feel like it was pushed to the front. So, yeah, my favorites right now are Miss Cracker, Monique Hart, and Monet Exchange. I love Mayhem Miller so much. I remember seeing her, like, in the behind-the-scenes stuff of, like, Marco shows, and just seeing all of the Rue girls and just other drag queens that knew them, like, were always posting about Mayhem, so seeing her on the show is really sweet. I'm so excited that she won the first challenge, at least. Sorry if that's a spoiler. Oops. I don't care, actually. You should watch it already. It's fine. But yeah, I want Miss Cracker to go really far. I really like her. She's funny, she's witty, she's quick on her feet with, like, a lot of her responses to, like, some of Rue's stuff. The most I've ever seen Rue laugh at, like, a panel or, like, the judges discussion thing was that episode, like, referencing or talking to Miss Cracker. So, you know, it was great to see that. I really like Calorie Kardashian Williams, and I know not that many people might not. I don't see that many people liking her, at least on Twitter. but I love her, and I think that she's really amazing. And everyone on Instagram, like the girls, when they do they do live videos on Instagram, and it's like they're talking to one another. They all talk about how Callery is the sweetest person, and she's super nice. And I'm just like, yes, we love a kind, generous queen. I was so sad when she was put in the bottom with Vanessa Vanjie Mateo. I love Vanessa so much too. So it was so hard. Like this season, I feel like it's gonna be very hard for me to see any of them leave. I know that they're all gonna have to eventually, but like, I don't know. I just want them all to stay in it to be really good TV. I mean, it's already seeming to be okay. I also really like that Untucked is back on TV. I always liked having to do that, like having to sit down and watch an hour and 30 minutes of Drag Race, and then again watch like another 30 minutes of Untucked. It's just so nice to see it. Ooh, sorry, I just zoned out. There's like a live stream on here that is distracting me. How do I get rid of it? There we go, it says hide. Okay, cool. It was distracting me. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of Overwatch 2 now that there's a new character. I don't know if it's pronounced Bridget or like Brigitte or Brigitte, but I love her. You can't play her on ranked or the competition yet, like competition mode. So like I'm really sad because I'm already really good with her. People who don't know Overwatch are probably like, I don't know what you're saying, Devin. And honestly, I don't even know what if I know what I'm saying, if that makes any sense. But yeah, that's what's happening. I also have to do a video project for my social work class. That's basically just me interviewing someone from my class as if they were a client of mine, and then talking to them about their issues. So it's basically just me evaluating someone and making sure I could possibly help them. You know, actually, you probably don't know. I don't know why I say you know. It's like, it's not too difficult. It's pretty simple. It's just, we have to cover a bunch of bases. There's a lot of stuff that I have to make sure that the client knows. And it's just, it's a lot to remember when you're talking to someone and you think, wow, you can just like open up and like help that person. But there's so much more you have to account for that it's like, there's so much on your head, but you're also supposed to have like an open mind. It's like, you're supposed to have a clear mind. You're supposed to not really think of anything other than what the client's saying. But then you also have to make sure that you're, like, legally saying the right things. Because, like, and if they don't, like, I don't know. It's very difficult and also just really hard to explain. Which doesn't make sense because social work seems very, like, down, like, how do I even say that? It just seems very straightforward. Social work seems like you get in there, you help someone. I mean, yeah, that's essentially what we're doing, but it's like, there's so much more than that. And that's something that I'm like, I really like about the profession is that it's like, bottom line is it is about helping people, but at the same time, there's so much more to it. And there's so much you can do for someone, which is why I think I fell into it. I was gonna go into psychology. I also was gonna go into like sociology, but essentially social work is those two things put together. And I can get a pretty decent job or like with a social work degree. So I'm excited. Sorry, I keep zoning out and looking at my computer to try to look and see what I wanna talk about. I try to go to Twitter and then I just get distracted because all of me and mutuals are crackheads. Oh, I was talking about like why I even wanted to do a podcast. I listen to podcasts all the time. Like I love just listening to podcasts. It's very calming and it's just like I like listening to other people just talk. I like hearing people talk about their passions. That's like one of my favorite things. Like when I make friends or like new friends, I like to hear what they like, what they want to talk about, and hear them like geek out about like just small things that they want to talk about. It just makes it that much more interesting to hear what people have to say when it's something that they like really actually want to talk about or something that they're interested in. Like they'll talk forever if they could about stuff that they like. so that's essentially why I wanted to do it, because I have the YouTube channel that I normally just do reactions on, which is kind of what I want to stick to on there, but I would like to take this podcast form, like, maybe to video. I don't have something that could really record for that duration of time to really do that, but, you know, it's whatever. That's another thing about videos, is just I don't have a lot of resources to do a lot of stuff for that, so, but that's just a sidebar. Podcasts, it allows me to really talk in depth and a little bit more, like, and longer about, like, the stuff that I want to talk about, like, and the stuff that I'm genuinely interested in that, like, expands more than just the basis of K-pop, which is kind of what my YouTube channel is. It's mostly just K-pop-oriented stuff, which I'm okay with, and I would like to branch out more. But I think that's why I want to start with this, is because I want to get this out there at least and get talking about, like, stuff that I want and see, like, you know, just testing the waters, which is why this is probably a little, like, it's probably not edited correctly because the app that I'm recording this with is a little wonky. It, like, granted, it works a lot, like, it's amazing, but at the same time, it's just, like, I can't go in and edit something. So say, like, I don't like these awkward pauses where I stop to look for stuff, like, I couldn't edit it out because it's just a part of, like, the raw recording. But that's fine. But yeah, I listen to a bunch of podcasts. Most of them are comedian-based. So it's just, like, comedians talking about funny stuff that's been happening and stuff like, just stuff that they're interested in, which is kind of what propelled me forward and pushed me forward to talking about, essentially, like, what I want to do. Like, why can't I do a podcast? So yeah, that was just exactly, or not exactly, that was just kind of why I wanted to do a podcast. It's just more because I want to talk about stuff, and Twitter only has so many letters that they're allowed, and also, like, Twitter is very, or at least Stan Twitter, if you know what that is. I mean, I don't know why I'm just assuming that people are only going to find me from Twitter, because, you know, someone might stumble across this, but, yeah, Stan Twitter is kind of toxic. Not even kind of, it's really toxic. And after a while, it gets annoying. So, like, I want to be able to come on here and just talk about whatever I was wanting to talk about on Twitter. And then, like, have some of my mutuals from Twitter, who are now, like, some of my closest friends, come on here and talk. And have people from my K-pop club here at my university come and talk, like, on this podcast. Like, I want to use this platform as if I have, like, a big following. I want to use the platform that I have and, like, just talk about stuff that I'm interested in and what other people are interested in. I know a majority of it will probably be revolved around K-pop, but I don't know if I want to stick to that entirely. I mean, hey, I did just talk for, like, 5 minutes about Drag Race. And, like, I also want to talk about Love, Simon, and I also want to talk about Critical Role. And I know that a lot of people don't really know what that is, but it's just a bunch of nerdy-ass voice actors playing Dungeons and Dragons, and it sounds super dumb and geeky and boring, but it is geeky and dumb, but in, like, a good way, and I like it, so fucking eat it. I am, you know, trying my best here to keep myself focused on this. Let's just talk about stuff that I'm excited for in K-pop that's coming up. Let me just scroll through my subscriptions and see what pops up, because a lot of teasers have been posted recently. Oh, I'm super excited for Monsta X The Connect album. If you don't know, they are like my top boy group other than NCT. I might do, like, a mini album review on here. I will probably do it on my YouTube channel too, but don't make me do it if I feel like I don't want to. I'm super excited for Stray Kids' debut. I think it's called District 9. I'm still not sure if that's just, like, a concept they're going for, or if that's the official title, but, you know, it's fine. I didn't react to 17's BSS, or what is it called, like, their little mini subunit. I liked the song that they released with them. I didn't react to a bunch of stuff recently just because I haven't really had time, and I don't want to force myself to watch something if I'm not entirely sure I want to sit down, edit it, and even, like, release it, which I know sounds bad, but, like, if I'm not 100% behind what I'm doing, I'm not going to do it. And that's why I'm excited about this, is because I've been wanting to do a podcast for so long. So sitting down and forcing myself to do it is, like, it's fun. Like, I actually, like, I'm, like, enjoying this, just, like, talking and rambling and knowing that with this app, I can just quickly go in, set it up, and release it whenever I want to. Ooh, another song. And I know that this is unpop. Like, you know what? Here, let's talk about this next. There's a new girl group called Honey Popcorn. They have a song called Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Oh, yeah, like Cinderella, like Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. But the song is so good. But there's a bunch of controversy behind it because the three girls are Japanese AV actresses, which is just adult video, so like porn. Essentially, they're literally just porn stars. But like, they can sing because they're in a girl group in Japan. They can sing. They can obviously act because, I mean, they are actresses. And like, sex work isn't a bad thing. Like, I don't know why people are that obsessed about it. Like literally, sex work is just using a skill set and doing your best with that skill set. Like, get over it. It's fine. Like, the song's good. That's all that matters, right? I mean, that they're enjoying what they're doing and having fun. It's like, I don't know. People are just really obsessed with being upset at things, which is why Stan Twitter is so, like, upsetting now, is because people just want to be upset at things, which makes it not fun for everyone else. Sorry, I just, like, cracked my hand. I'm really, really liking, what am I trying to say? Oh, I'm really liking... Oh my god, I keep forgetting what it is. What is it? Oh, NCT's new album, Empathy. I was very hesitant about it, but I like it a lot. My favorite song is still probably Boss, and I know that's probably unpopular opinion. Ooh, Boss and the intro song, the Neo Got My Back song. That song is so good, and I know it's not that long, but it's so amazing. Oh my god, no, I'm a liar. My favorite song right now is Dreams Come True by WJSN or Cosmic Girls. They are amazing. This song, this choreography, it is all just like perfection. Like, what the heck? Like, who genuinely sat down and was like, allowed them to really go off like this? Like, I'm losing my mind. I just like uploaded. I updated and hit like refresh my Twitter timeline, and it's all pictures of Jungwoo from NCT, and I am okay with it. Like, I love him so much. Oop, I just zoned out again. That's probably the only thing that's gonna, like, that is really gonna get me, like, with recording a podcast, is I zone out so easily, and I know that's probably not a good thing, but, like, I'll just stop and stare at, like, the wall for, like, 5 seconds, and then realize, like, 2 minutes later that I was just staring at the wall. You know what? Screw it. Now we're going to talk about Love, Simon, because this podcast doesn't have any structure other than fuck structures. So there you go. Love, Simon, I went and saw it Tuesday night at like 9. Y'all don't need to know all that info. But it was amazing. I was really emotional that night just because I live in the middle of nowhere in Missouri. So that's all really all got to know about my location if I live in Missouri. I live in the middle of nowhere. Not much happens here. Not much is really accepted here. I mean, my school is a very liberal, oriented or leaning school. So, like, we have a lot of people who are, like, LGBTQIA+, and, like, we have, like, super diverse, like, people who go to our school. Like, our school, the majority of the people who go here are not non-traditional, but, international students who, like, because we have a really good international program here, so, like, the area is really, like, it's really great, and it's, like, but that doesn't mean that it's entirely accepting, because, like, the campus itself could be accepting, but as soon as you step out of, like, our classrooms or are out of, like, the learning environment and go into, like, the town that that my school is in, it's like a 180. Like, there's nothing. So, like, seeing the theater full of people and, like, just sitting down and watching the movie, which was such a good turn of events. I was so worried about this movie because most LGBT-oriented movies are super, like, depressing and, like, focused on, like, so much negative stuff. And this one, like, touched on the negative things, but in, like, a tasteful way and, like, a way that is well-deserved based on the situation he was handling. And, like, it's so nice to just see for a change that a movie can, like, have a happy ending that revolves around LGBT people and it doesn't all end in, like, fucking flames. And, like, the part that I think made me the most emotional was that, like, in the end, basically all you need to know is two boys kiss. It's been a long movie and he's trying to find someone that, like, he talked to, and he does finally, and you find out who it is and everyone's cheering, and then they kiss and everyone cheers. And to most people, first of all, people are like, why the fuck are you cheering? It's a movie. And secondly, it's like, it's just astounding to me as someone who's from this area. And like, I'm actually from a little south of like where my school is, like a, like 2 hours south. And this area isn't, like, as I said, it's not very accepting. So hearing like literally like a crowd of people in a movie theater cheering for two boys kissing was like enough to really make me really emotional for like that night and the whole day after. Like, luckily I didn't have classes Wednesday, so I was just knocked. Like, I was knocked out. Like, I slept all day. It wasn't like a depressive thing, it was just like it felt good. Like, I cried and I felt good and I just like hung out in my room. It was really nice. Like, I want people to go see that movie. It's super nice. Oh, you can hear someone talking in my hallway. Cool. But, yeah, we can go into that. We can go into how my dorm has, like, literal vents on my wall because it used to be, like, each of our dorm, like, the rooms in this building used to essentially be office buildings, so, like, quite a while back. And then they renovated them and put, like, desks and, like, beds and stuff in them and made it into, like, little rooms. So it's like, I don't have a roommate, it's like a solo room. But like, just sitting here, like, I can hear everything when it's quiet in here from like 2 miles, like not 2 miles, but like down the hall. Like, I can hear a guy who plays Fortnite like super late into the night and like screams about it. And I'm like, okay, cool, like chill. I don't know why I'm upset about that. I literally stay up until like 2 a.m. talking to the Wonder Girls. I say that nonstop as if people like know what I'm talking about. The Wonder Girls is a group chat on Twitter full of a bunch of people who I just genuinely love. They're all like, they're like closer to me than a lot of people in my like in real life, as if they aren't real people. Like, a lot of people like in my town, like friends with, that I like meet in person. Like, I'm closer to the Wonder Girls more than I actually am like the actual people that I hang out with, which sounds fucking bonkers to some people, but yeah, you can make a lot of friends online, and I feel like I made amazing friends through the Wonder Girls, and that's who I'm gonna go with to KCON, whoever from the Wonder Girls decide that they want to, you know, get their asses up and go to LA, which I know is expensive, but, you know, if we plan it out now, we can all go. I'll probably have a couple of them on the podcast eventually. And I hope to have a bunch of locals, like, people in my town on here to just talk about, like, specific topics that might happen in the area. Or, like, you know, just in general, like, talking about stuff that we like and stuff that we, like, want to continue to put out into the fucking podcast universe. Out into the web, you know. The web. The interwebs. Yeah, I don't know. This has been so much rambling. But, like, you know what? It's fine, right? It's fine. So I know how I want to end the podcast. So that's what's going to happen now, because I rambled for like 20 minutes and, you know, did like an intro for 2 minutes and then, you know, forgot how to like... So basically I didn't realize I could edit all this stuff, or not really edit it, but I could like... I could record for longer than like 3 minutes. I don't know. There was like a weird like timer on this thing. Then I got confused, but it's fine. I'm learning. So there might be some parts that seem like really split up for no reason when it could have just flowed easily, but you know, ignore it. It's fine. It's a podcast. I'm learning. But I want to end this with just like saying thank you for listening and all that stuff. But I'm always going to end it with a music, like a recommendation. So like a song of like the podcast. So like, today I'm gonna put a song after this, and I don't know what song I'm gonna do, so give me a second. Maybe I'll do, what have I been listening to the most right now? Let's do just let me do Eeny Meeny Miny Moe. So Eeny Meeny Miny Moe, I guess I talk about it. Oh, let him go. Eeny Meeny Miny Moe. Okay, so I'm gonna be doing What does that say? Dreams Come True by WJSN. That's going to play right after this. And then after that, you can go listen to it on your own. You can go stream the music video, which is really nice. You can just go do whatever you want. Or you can come back and wait because I think I'm going to post these like on Saturdays or, you know, whenever I fucking decide I want to post them. So just wait for it, you know? It's fine. So thank you for listening. This is Distractions with Devin. Thank you for distracting me from my boring ass weekend, and hopefully I distracted you from something that was going on. Okay, thank you. Now listen to WJSN's Dreams Come True.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.